In this bulletin, campaigning is underway, with the federal election expected to be called this weekend. Labor announces additional funding for cancer support services. And in football, Liverpool survives a close game to return to the top of the English Premier League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. The federal election is yet to be called, but campaigning is already well underway. It is expected that Prime Minister Scott Morrison will call the election this weekend. It is thought the election will likely be held on either Saturday, May the 11th or Saturday, May the 18th. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the timing of the election's announcement and its date is solely for the Prime Minister. But he says the election, whenever it is held, is a clear choice between his side and what he says is the higher-taxing Labor Party side.
Well, as you know, the timing of the election is the Prime Minister's decision and decision alone, and it will be made in due course. An election will soon be upon us, but the contest will be very clear. The Labor Party, in their DNA, has higher taxes. That's in the Labor Party's DNA. That's their record. That's what they're promising the Australian people.
Meanwhile, opposition leader Bill Shorten says Labor is ready for the federal election, whenever Prime Minister Scott Morrison calls it. Mr. Shorten says he and his Labor Party are ready to take government.
If the Prime Minister wants to play games about when he calls the election, I'm just not interested. We're ready whenever he decides to call the election on a Sunday this week or Sunday next week. We're ready because we've been united for 6 years. We're ready because we have a talented team. And we're ready because we've got a fair go plan for Australia.
That comes as The Age and Sydney Morning Herald newspapers report the federal budget gives the government $5 billion to spend on promises to try and lure votes during the campaign. Whilst News Corp has unveiled a poll saying 28% of voters will vote for neither the Coalition nor Labor, and that a significant portion of voters see both Mr. Morrison and Mr. Shorten as untrustworthy, arrogant and smug. The federal government has announced an expansion of the redress scheme for victims of financial misconduct. Consumers and small businesses will be able to receive $30 million in compensation. The government is working with the relevant agencies to ensure payments owned by bankrupt financial firms will start to be made in the coming weeks. In a statement, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government has gone further than the Commissioner of the Banking Royal Commission has recommended in this area. Labor has promised $55.7 million towards improving cancer support services should the party win the next federal election. The money will go towards hiring extra specialist nurses for prostate cancer and metastatic cancer, and creating a pancreatic cancer support hub. These commitments form another part of Labor's Medicare cancer plan, announced in the party's budget reply speech on Thursday. Shadow Health Minister Catherine King says providing support to people with cancer is critical.
When you talk to people, whether it's the Breast Cancer Network of Australia, the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia, other cancer support services, they tell you there is huge unmet demand for support services across the country.
In football, Liverpool has scored two late goals to reclaim top spot in the English Premier League. Liverpool have beaten Southampton at Southampton 3-1. The score was 1-1 deep into the second half, raising fears Liverpool may drop vital points in their tussle with Manchester City for the Premier League title. However, an 80th-minute goal from Mohamed Salah and an 86th-minute one from Jordan Henderson saved Liverpool from disaster. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says that whilst the game was indeed a close call, to have had a close call and have survived makes the win more satisfying.
Yes, it was of course close, but that was clear from the first second, I would say. I think everybody who will come here in the future will feel that. It makes it even more satisfying and brilliant that we could win it, so it's really big for us.
Liverpool is 2 points ahead of Manchester City, but Manchester City has played one less game. And now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 29. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 24. Hobart, late showers, 21. Canberra, early fog then sunny, 26. Wollongong, cloud clearing, 25. Sydney, partly cloudy, 28. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 30. Brisbane, similar conditions, 30. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, a shower or two, possible storm, 31. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News.